like in a traditional sense, like a lot of people hunt and they're self-sufficient, right? Like that's not very terrible. That's something that I think people should be able to do if necessary, but you know, that's a bit more natural as in comparison to systemic destruction of animals and communities, you know?
So here's how they've killed millions and millions of birds, chickens and turkeys, because who've had the influenza, avian flu. What they do, man, is turn the heat up in the barns to 104, turn off the ventilation, and so the chickens die. They're basically, you know, being killed by the heat, right?
Yeah.
And so their bodies overheat because there's no ventilation. They're all on top of each other, and they suffocate. Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, that would bother.
They're chickens, for heaven's sakes. They're turkeys. We kill them to eat them anyway. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I know that there are people who say we've got to do it in a humane way. What's a humane way? They're bred to be eaten. They're bred to be killed. They're bred to be eaten.
Yeah.
I'm trying to follow that.
I think people say that, and it was the point that I was talking about earlier, is because of the fact that when you do it in a non-humane way, it's not even just about it can lead to the food that you eat that you garner from the animals to be affected negatively too. It's not even just about the animal itself. I mean, people can feel empathy for the animals, and that's great, you know. But if you're looking at a purely like scientific perspective, objective perspective, If you don't treat animals, you don't grow them and develop them in a natural way, they're not going to, when you eat them, it's not going to be natural, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm not questioning, you know, because the people who do this are corporate farms. And I, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that animals don't have feelings, don't have emotions. Animals are created by the Creator, just like human beings are created by the Creator. And the fact that there are people with these corporate farms who do what they do, I mean, man, for heaven's sakes, that all has consequences. And you think that when, for number one, you got that many birds in one place, and birds are kind of unsanitary, and you have so many of them, chickens and turkeys, on top of one another. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to become contaminated. You know, farmers who, before they came up with the corporate farms, would make sure, and that's why they call these things free range. They would allow them to move around and be healthy. It's certainly, if you have birds that have been impacted, as you stated correctly, Connor, and feed them with hormones and vitamins and all these things to fatten them up ahead of time in order to make more money, the long-term prognosis for that is the people who eat them become ill. Right? I mean, that's what's at the root of it. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, ultimately, once we get money out of politics. And the Republican Party is the party of murder and death. Just like Connor was saying there. I mean, the thing is, I don't know, would you want your dog to suffocate in a place?
People may say, well, we don't eat dogs. These animals are born to be.
Some countries do.
I know. But these people, these animals are born to be murdered and, killed.
Yeah, as an example, you know, I remember, you know, when God made Adam or whatever it was, he told Adam to take care of the animals, take care of all of these things. So from a biblical standpoint, if anyone comes at you, you got that. But number two, as an example, I don't eat animals. And I haven't eaten animals in 8 years. You're healthier. You're stronger. Also, the largest animals in the animal kingdom actually are...
They eat vegetarians.
So many other animals. They eat actual leaves and you know, greens and all that. So I think you hit on it once again, which comes back to everything, which is what I always say, get money out of politics, and money in politics is the problem. Money in everything is the problem with the corporations, because the corporations can influence the politicians to do what they want. You know, when we had family farms, as an example, my brother-in-law and sister own a hobby farm. They actually feed the animals. They actually know what's going into the body of the animals. And they actually do eat the animals, you know, but they're the ones that do all the work on it, right? They feed them daily. So that's a family farm. That's the way it used to be, where you had family farms and you didn't have all these steroids and penicillin and all these other things to beef up the cow, as an example.
And, Tom, they don't only beef up the cow. They beef up the human beings, right? They beef up people, man.
Exactly. And then on top of it, too, because we're going to have a scarcity of water in the future, these animals, when they're so beefed up like that, need to drink so much water. And we don't have enough water in this world to be doing it. So I encourage everyone to look at a plant-based diet. And I encourage everyone to look at, because there's so many alternatives now. There's the Impossible Burger. There's the Beyond Burger.
Yeah, and you know what, Tom? You really can't.
They taste better than the burger.
Yeah, you can't even tell the difference, man.
Can't tell the difference. You have a bratwurst. You can have that. Last night I had my Beyond bratwurst. It was delicious.
You know, Tom, the other side of this is the obesity of the American people, and they're obese because of what happens, what we're being fed, right? I mean, you look at somebody and you look at people who are really obese, and your heart goes out to them because you know their lives are going to be short, and it's because of what's in the food.
Well, and on top of that, Earl, I would think that if you were to torture an animal before it actually...
It does something
gets to
the meat.
That does something to the meat as well.
Right.
Exactly.
It's
and that's
true.
Being passed on to the people. I mean, it's
it's sinister, man.
Again, it's so sinister. And, you know, and the thing is, it's not just about, oh my God, this poor animal or whatever, like Connor was saying, also deer hunting team and, you know, things like that. That's a way of life in Wisconsin. I get it. You know, I grew up in that environment. But the thing is, you know, we don't need to be putting toxic hormones and things like that into the foods to make them bigger, so get a bigger profit.
So
Tom, corporation. We got to get rid of corporate farms.
So the reason that they can put the hormones into the food is because the elected officials make it legal. They couldn't do that until elected officials say, okay, it's okay to do that. So I've always said, man, we can get mad at the corporations, but it's the system. Corporations could not do it unless elected officials on these different levels say it's okay.
Exactly. I know my dad went to a place in Eau Claire when they had the state come down, And he said, what the hell? I thought you guys liked everything at the local level. Why is the state getting involved? This is in Wisconsin. Why is the state getting involved in local farming ordinances? Republicans didn't want to be part of the local.
Thank you very much for the call. I got to go to a break. Dave, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.